the battle for Jerusalem, the battle for the Temple Mount, and the battle for the Mount of your heart. It's the eternal, epic, end-time battle for he who rules the Temple Mount rules the world. You got to get the book, friends, King of the Mountain. You've never read anything like it. Your gift of $20 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner. Please send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Terry Cook. And Terry has, of course, been a missionary for 30 years. He's written well over a dozen books. We've interviewed him on many, many subjects in the past, and he's written a wonderful treatise recently on certainly what's going on. But I'm hoping my producer will pass Terry Cook to us. Hi, Terry. How are we doing?
Dan, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm doing much, much better. It's good to have you with us. So why don't you just sort of introduce yourself to our listeners, and then you pick up the story about your interpretation of what's going on in the world today.
Thank you, Stan. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a retired Los Angeles County Deputy Sheriff. I did that for quite a few years. I learned how to investigate bad guys and bad girls sometimes. But what really got me into the ministry indirectly, as I had no intention of directly getting into it. I just wasn't that kind of guy. That wasn't my goal at the time, Stan. And you're a retired doctor. I'm not sure how you got into the ministry, but it probably wasn't your initial goal to do this. That just kind of happened. The Lord, put hooks in your jaws and pulled you in the right direction, and maybe the wrong direction a couple of times. I'm not sure, but somehow we ended up doing what perhaps we thought we would never do. That's in my case, anyway. It's been a long road, a very tough one, because my life was fairly calm. Nothing's been easy, but my life was fairly calm until I started serving the Lord and exposing Satan's evil works called this New World Order that they've been working on for a couple hundred years now that's nearly completed. It's about to come to fruition now, to be headed by the Antichrist. So in 1991, to make a long story short, when George Bush Sr. announced the New World Order 200 times, that got my attention. Most people, really, it went right over their head. They didn't even hear it. Or if they heard it, they didn't give it a second thought, never tried to figure out what he meant. But I figured it was pretty important to him because he said it over a month period of time, roughly 200 times, and then everyone around him picked up the same phraseology, and they all started talking about this so-called glorious new age of peace and safety, a new world order. And I thought, smells like dead fish to me. But here we have the President of the United States, a so-called conservative, a so-called Christian, a World War II veteran, and so on, announcing the birth of the New World Order.
So I think what's so important for our listeners to understand is this is the prophecy of the one world order, the one world financial system, and certainly this one world religion with the destruction of Christianity, which, of course, the Bush family has done everything they could to accomplish. But go right ahead.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Stan. But when George Bush brought it out of the closet and said New World Order that many times, it got my attention to the point where I thought I had better investigate it. And when we get back from the break,
You go right ahead. I'll tell you when we're going to stop.
So I began investigating it in 1991, and I wrote my first book on it in 1994 called The Mark of the New World Order. And that book was 730 pages, as I recall, as big as a telephone directory. I tried to cover not only the microchip implants that I became famous for and became somewhat of an expert on the Mark of the Beast, alleging that the microchip...
Well, you're going to have to hold that. We're okay. Going to a break, and we'll be back in just a moment with Terry Cook.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Terry has been researching this going back into the early 1990s and is firmly convinced, as am I, that we're involved in a spiritual battle, that there are powerful spiritual forces that are utilizing the financial and military power of the United States to impose brutal tyranny all throughout the world, and yet American boys and girls stationed in 130 nations, almost 1,000 military bases throughout the world, But the average individual thinks that we're there to maintain peace and law and order. No, we're there to impose a godless, anti-Christian, a dictatorship, ruthless dictatorship on nations throughout the world and eliminate the vast majority of the world population in this coming great war. Go right ahead, Terry.
Well, you're absolutely right, Stan. Of course you're right. You've been doing this much longer than I. And I learned quite a bit from you, from your book and others, Dr. Anthony Sutton, and so on. But what we've been talking about in the last few radio shows is how the Mark of the Beast is coming together to be implemented and utilized by this coming New World Order, global satanic world government that's actually in political form communism. Behind the facade of communism is really Satanism, because all the founders of communism were Satanists, and even Hitler was a Satanist. So we can say all those isms, you know, fascism, Hitlerism, National Socialism, communism, they're all going to be merged together into this new world order. Every ism going back 6,000 years that the devil has led, every totalitarian form of government throughout 6,000 years going back to the Garden of Eden, Stan, is going to be epitomized by this term New World Order. So this is the final seven-year government of the devil. He's been doing it for 6,000 years through various forms, through various governments throughout all of recorded history. But now it's going to culminate, and this will be the final world government, the most evil thing that's ever happened on planet Earth, and will merge all of the satanic designs the devil has done to mankind into this one final seven-year period called the New World Order, to be led by the son of the devil, the Antichrist. So that's what's happening, folks. So you have to understand, now if we just study the secular aspect of this thing, communism as it were, and I'm an National Guard officer and military police and anti-communism intelligence, and also I served during the Vietnam War in the U.S. Navy, and so I have a little bit of a background on that, and I've always hated communists. We hope that some of them get saved, but usually they don't, because they're so mind-washed, brainwashed by the time they've perfected their socialist skills. Very few of them get out of it and become saved, but we hope so. We keep praying for them. But on the other hand, we have to resist evil. We're commanded to resist evil, and I don't want to be led around by the nose by communists, because I know eventually they're going to want to cut it off and kill me. The communists have always done two things really well, Stan. They've done a lot of evil things really well, but they've done two things especially well: lying and killing. And Hitler got a notably bad rap, correctly so, for having murdered a few million during his reign. But you hear nobody talking about how many millions the communists have murdered since 1917. Stan, do you hear anybody saying that the communists have murdered about 200 million people since 1917? No. We hear more and more stuff about Hitler. We see more new movies, more new specials on television, even recently, about Adolf Hitler and what a bad guy he was. It's all a diversion, because the White House has been taken over now by communists. That was a long-term plan initiated in the 30s and espoused heavily in the 50s and the 60s. So we've been taken over from the inside without a shot having been fired yet. So that's called the Velvet Revolution. The communists use that term. It's a velvet glove revolution. Soon, though, they're about to take the velvet glove off and hammer us and sickle us with hardcore communism. So the good times are just about over. All the nice fairy tales you've been lied to about, and all the nice, phrases of peace and safety and love and harmony and equal rights and all this stuff was just pure, unadulterated lies and nonsense. And all it was designed to do was destroy America, and it has. And soon We will be under a military dictatorship, including our own government and foreign communist forces as well, that the United Nations, founded by communists, including Alger Hiss, they call them peacekeepers. But they always lie. You know, peacekeepers kill people. When people are dead, they're very peaceful, Stan. So that's why the communists call the UN people peacekeepers.
Right.
Because they're going to come in and kill us, and, of course, we'll all be very peaceful when we're dead. Now, folks, if you think that I'm way off base here, then you're just asleep. You've been entertained to death. You've been brainwashed by the controlled media that we mentioned last time, owned by six major mega corporations, all of which are controlled by the Illuminists.
And I would just comment, if anybody would like to challenge that, we have a wonderful book written by a radical left-wing professor, Ben Bagdikian. It's called The New Media Monopoly. It was written in 2004 because he thinks that the right-wing control the media. Most of the people on the right think that the left-wing controls the media, and they really don't understand there's this other force, this other satanic force out there. Six major corporations control 90% of the media, major media outlets in the United States. You can get the book by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. It's titled The New Media Monopoly. And of course, you certainly can get a 4-CD set we have on the media just by calling that 1-800-544-8927. Most of what you read and have been taught, and most of what you are hearing in your churches and in your universities and schools just isn't true. Your reality is controlled. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion. That'll determine what the future will bring. Go right ahead, Terry.
You're absolutely right, Stan. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've been trying to help people get ready by warning you that the communists have taken over America. We won't be allowed to speak this way freely on the air much longer. For example, Obama is now working on giving communist Russia full control of the internet by the year 2017. Even now, he's proposing executive orders to mandate a biometric ID card that will be needed to access the internet by every individual user of the net. So we're rapidly going into this in my book, Beast Tech. This is what it's all about.
And incidentally, we do carry Terry's excellent new book, Beast Tech. That's Beast Tech, and you can get it by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Beast Tech by Terry Cook. Go right ahead.
Yes, please get the book. It's good. It's only fewer than 300 pages, but it'll give you an education and get you ready for what's about to happen. We've done our research. Tom Horn wrote that with me, and we've done our research. It's very well documented. It's not too much, not too little, just enough. And then, of course, you can get my other 15 books and Tom Horn's other dozen books, if you like, and Stan's books, and you'll be overwhelmed with documentation that we're the things that sound insane doesn't mean we are insane as reporters for reporting the insane things that people have done and they are about to do to the world and us. For example, just today's Wall Street Journal, Dr. Stan, and ladies and gentlemen, if you think that we're nuts for telling you the communists have taken over, and by the way, they call themselves the left. And if you want to understand where that term comes from, the left, then I suggest you start reading Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 31. Because after this life is over, folks, God's going to call every soul that ever lived throughout history. He's God. He created us. He can do whatever he likes. If you want to argue with him, you're going to lose, I promise you. I tried to argue with him before I became a Christian. I lost. but he won my soul for me. So the problem is most people don't trust the scripture well enough to realize that the devil counterfeits everything. So if you understand the scripture and you see what the lefties are doing today, it's virtually right by the book. But it's only by our Bible, only by Christ's book, not any other book. All the other books are phony. All the other books are diversions from the truth of Christ, because only Christ can set you free. The other ones put you in bondage. So as soon as we get back from the break, Dr.
Well, go right ahead. I'll tell you when we're going to stop. Go ahead.
As soon as we get back, we'll talk some more about this brand new article that came out in the Wall Street Journal today titled "Obama Leashes the Left on Conservatives." Wall Street Journal.
Well, of course, you have to understand that Barack Hussein Obama, there's many serious questions if he's an American citizen, but he's been selected a long time ago by what I call the Brotherhood, the Brotherhood of Darkness. He's leading America into darkness. We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. Yes. It's not a matter of if, but when. We'll be back here in just a moment with our good friend, Terry Cook.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking?
Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
In just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Terry Cook, who's simply pointing out that we are involved in the spiritual battle. And there really are people out there that certainly worship Satan today. There are all sorts of secret societies. They don't deny anybody who talks about secret societies certainly, you know, believes in conspiracies. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a conspiracy, a gigantic satanic conspiracy against human mind. I know one, but go right ahead. Terry is talking about the fact there was a recent article in the Wall Street Journal talking about Barack Obama and his left-wing plan for America. Go right ahead.
Okay, but first, most people have talked about this conspiracy over and over again so quickly. I've done this on previous shows we've had, Stan. But I have a degree in criminal law from California State University, and I was a policeman. I did 6 years in a police car in Los Angeles, by the way. And I did many other things, too, but 6 years in a police car kind of breaks you in Los Angeles, let me tell you. I also handled Charles Manson during the whole trial right out of the police academy. I took him to jail almost every day. So I have a little experience in that regard.
Well, basically, just as a matter of curiosity, what sort of person was Charles Manson? Was it obvious that he was a Satanist when you were dealing with him?
Yes. He actually admitted he was a Satanist to me, Dr. Stan, in an elevator going up to the Hall of Justice one night after court. That's right after he tattooed or had tattooed the swastika between his eyes in his forehead. And then he threatened to kill me once, and I told him, listen, that swastika makes an awfully good target at 25 inches. So, you know, don't threaten to kill me again. So he was quite a character, still is. I just can't believe he's probably going to outlive me. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe another 100 years. No, I doubt it. I doubt if the world's going to be here another 100 years. I'm joking. But bottom line here, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll get to this Wall Street article. You have to understand, everybody on the left is working for Satan. There is nobody in the middle. There will be nobody in the middle at the Great White Throne Judgment when all the world's people throughout all of history, going back to the Garden of Eden, come to the judgment seat. Now, we who have chosen to believe in Christ go to the Bema seat. That's a different kind of judgment. We are rewarded for what we have done. And, Stan, I'm sure your crown is going to be one of the biggest. You'll be an archangel in the Lord's kingdom. There is a ranking system in heaven, and I'm sure you're going to be one of God's generals in the next life, Stan, for all the things you've done for our Lord over the past few decades.
All I want to get is into heaven. I don't want any high rank up there. But anyway, go right ahead, Terry.
Well, you're going to get it anyway, because the Lord loves you for everything you've done. Okay? But that's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. So now, having laid that foundation, and let's first define conspiracy under the criminal law, which I started to do. Anybody can easily understand this, but many people argue about it and never understand it. But the law defines what a criminal conspiracy is as follows. Whenever two or more people plan something illegal, it can't be legal or it's not a conspiracy. So when George Bush Sr. said, we have been working for a new world order, which is global communism, that eliminates the sovereignty of the United States and merges us and converges us into a global order, a global government, under a UN constitution that's communist, that's a conspiracy. In fact, that's treason. And so anybody who mentions they want a new world order is basically a treasonist, but none dare call it treason anymore. And so what we have is when two or more people plan something illegal, whether it's a robbery or a burglary or to do away with the Constitution of the United States, that's a crime. That's a conspiracy. It takes two or more. You can have millions, but it takes two or more. You can't do it alone in a closet. Now, having said that, let's discuss the Wall Street Journal article just today. In fact, I just discovered this an hour ago, Stan. It says, Obama unleashes the left on conservatives. And then the subtitle is How the Government Created a Federal Hunting License for the Far Left to Get Conservatives by Daniel Henninger. And I won't read the entire article, but I will just point out a couple of sentences here. It says, people fingered out of line. People who are fingered as out of line with the far left's increasingly bizarre agenda are being hit and hit hard now. I think it's fair to say something has snapped and something is different now than it used to be. If it's possible for the left to have its John Birch moment, then we're there. Wave goodbye to cardboard civility. Now, listen, folks, he even says it's Orwellian. So, and all the government's agencies are being used now to harass conservatives on the right. Now, remember, we on the right are the Lord's people, and Satan hates us, and all of his human agents are coming after us with PPE. PPE means...
Hi, this is George Smiley. You now know why so many people agree that America is so bad. It is a miracle. Farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Now it's coming like a tsunami.
Hold that thought. Our guest, of course, is Terry Cook. And we're talking certainly about the fact that the left is in control. I mean, certainly our Constitution, which is the law of our land, is totally ignored. All power is being centralized in Washington, D.C. We're expanding the bureaucracy. We're expanding watching people all across America. We have our troops stationed in 132 nations. We have almost between 800 and 1,000 foreign bases. What's this all about? establishing the Satan's one world government, and nobody's telling the American people. Terry Cook, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your website, how they can order your books and information, and then anything else you'd like, and then go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Ladies and gentlemen, probably the easiest way to get my books is to go right directly to Amazon.com books department. So if you just want to Google that, just go Amazon.com books. Once you get there, put my name, Terry L. Cook, in the author's box there. Search that, and about all 17, I think I've written 17, I don't know. You kind of lose track after a while. There are about 17 books there. Each one, I promise you, an education in each and every book. The latest two are Beast Tech, which will really bring you up to speed on how quickly by the year 2017 we're moving into this biometric RFID plan to identify all of us, whether you want to or not, whether you're ready or not. It's coming by 2017.
And basically, if you'd like to get Beast Tech, we do carry that, and we carry other books by Terry. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We recommend his books, and certainly he's actually written this last book in conjunction with Tom Horn, and then he's got something else new I'm sure he'll be telling about in just a moment. Go right ahead, Terry. What's this new thing, latest treatise you've written on revolution?
Yes, the title of a 28-page book that I wrote, which is the result of 25 years of research and insight, Dr. Stan, is Revolution. It's a very brief, hard-hitting, succinct digest of what has happened to America and where we are going satanically and communistically in the very near future. If you really want a good, quick synopsis of what's going on, folks, go to Amazon.com, books department, put in Terry L. Cook, and click on my book, Revolution, Communism is Satanism in Disguise. And we'd sure appreciate it if you'd get my Beast Tech book directly from Dr. Stan, because that supports his ministry. You know, he makes a buck or two on that book to support his airtime, and he spends hundreds of thousands of dollars on airtime. So let's keep him on the air. Buy my book, Beast Tech, directly from Dr. Stan. For all my other books are the ones that Dr. Stan does not cover or store or stock, then please just go to Amazon.com books department, put in my name, Terry O. Cook. Thank you.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, but now what's happening is we are indeed going through a paradigm shift, and it's not just in this country. It's globally. It's spiritual. That's why everything's so insane. Most people who aren't saved by our Lord's blood, saved by our Lord Jesus Christ, they can't put their finger on any particular thing. All they can do is, I run into these people every day. I ran into one this morning. I talked to one on the phone this afternoon. They'll say, man, things are crazy. I've never seen anything like this. Things are crazy. People are nuts. They're losing their mind. Everything's just out of control. You see? Now, the unsaved can make that statement because they do observe that things are different now. But they don't understand. And they can't understand unless they become born again, saved Christian, why it's happening and what else is about to happen in the very near future. And that's all taking us into the paradigm shift, into the final 7-year government the Bible calls the tribulation period, but Satan calls it the new world order. And that's coming very soon. And I started to say that soon we'll all be suffering and again, this article in the Wall Street Journal said that just today, that the left has been unleashed on the conservatives, on the right, God's people. You see, that still believe in the Constitution, and believe in God, Christ, believe in and everything on which our country was founded. We are now enemies of the Gestapo state of the New World Order, epitomized in this country by the man in the White House, and everything he has orchestrated, the entire infrastructure to persecute anyone who differs with his efforts to bring forth this new world order. And by the way, he's just a puppet on the string for the globalists and the Satanists who are controlling him externally. He just reads the teleprompter and takes his marching orders from the people who really run the world. So I really get irritated sometimes when I hear these neoconservatives discussing, well, gee, Obama's doing this and Obama's doing that, and why does he do this and why does he do that? Well, that tells me that they're totally ignorant. And it's a waste of time to discuss that, because Obama's really not in control. He just signs the paperwork that the Illuminists put before him on his desk after he returns from each golf game. And I believe I read an article in that regard, Stan, that the last couple of golf games cost taxpayers $4 million each recently. So they're a very expensive golf game. So, I mean, really, how would he possibly have the time to write 1,000 executive orders and several bills and NDAA 2012 and NDAA 2014 in between all those golf games? He wouldn't. So all that stuff is being pre-written for him and just placed on his desk for his signature when he returns to the Oval Office. But Americans, listen, wake up, because you're going to get it whether you believe in God or not, whether you believe in Christ or not, whether you believe that it's happening or not, you're going to get it. Now read the Wall Street article today, the Wall Street Journal article today, and get it, folks. Now you have to understand, the Wall Street Journal is owned by Rupert Murdoch, and he's a Committee of 300 member. And Stan, you know who the Committee of 300 is.
Sure, we do. It's another subversive one of these secret organizations, all tying into the Brotherhood. Go ahead.
So what they're doing is they're actually announcing in Rupert Murdoch's the Committee of 300 publication what they're doing to us. And anybody with half a mind and half an ear and half an eye can hear it and see it. But most people aren't listening. They're not hearing. There are none so deaf as those who refuse to hear.
Let me just simply point out, ladies and gentlemen, that it took 200 years to create a national debt of $1 trillion. When Barack Hussein Obama became president, the national debt was $10.7 trillion. The national debt today is almost $17.7 trillion in a little over 5 years. Basically, they've destroyed the value of our currency. We're running the national deficit of $1 trillion a year. But they hide all of these things. We had a little party on the other day. He had written an article for the Wall Street Journal pointing out that we have 148 million Americans either getting Social Security or welfare or Medicaid or Medicare or one thing or another. Almost half of our population is getting a government check. Are they going to vote against Santa Claus? Well, but one of these days, they're going to realize that behind that jolly mask of Santa Claus is Satan himself. Go right ahead.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, very few people have pointed that out over the years, Stan. And Santa kind of is close to the same spelling as Satan, isn't it?
It certainly is.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Stan has been studying this longer than I. He's very aware of this. And thank God you're listening to his programming. And the way things are going now that the left has been unleashed on us, I doubt that we'll be on the air much more than maybe one or two more years. And we'll either be in jail. Now, I started to tell you I've come up with an acronym that's pretty apropos in that regard. And so, folks, I suggest you write it down and kind of put it in the back of your mind, because it's going to happen. Trust me, I've studied this for 25 years, and Stan, you too, longer. PPE is the acronym I've come up with. PPE. And that stands for persecution, which is now beginning. The left has been unleashed. The Wall Street Journal said it today. Rupert Murdoch said it today. They've been unleashed on us. So the persecution is now beginning. That's one P. The second P is prosecution, because soon the persecution will be criminal. We will be made criminals. We already have been, really, but it'll be official shortly, and we'll be arrested for being conservatives and for being Christian. That's prosecution. So the first P is persecution. That's beginning heavily now. The left has been unleashed. The second P is prosecution. Soon we'll be going to jail. under the NDAA and other executive orders that have essentially nullified the Bill of Rights and the whole Constitution. Now, if you think that's insane, folks, you just need to wake up. You need to stop smoking whatever you're smoking. Stop drinking whatever you're drinking. Drink some clear, clean water and wash your brain out that's been brainwashed. And think about this for a minute. Because whether you believe it or not, want it or not, or like it or not, it's going to happen. Because Scripture says so. And there's only one way out of this, and that's Jesus Christ. That's it. There is no other way. Okay, so PPE. So here's what's coming, folks. Persecution, prosecution, and subsequently execution. That just about covers it, doesn't it, Stan?
Right, go ahead.
So the Scripture says, ladies and gentlemen, that read Revelation 20. It's quite clear. Read Revelation 20. The Antichrist, who's the devil himself in a man's body, you know, the son of Satan, he wants your soul. He always has wanted your soul, our soul. Throughout history, he's created all these diversions to get us away from Christ and God and everything because he wants to be your God.
And let me just point out that if you're looking for the biblical justification of what Sidney Terry is talking about, go to Revelation 6:8. Revelation 6:8, and that, of course, is the rider of the pale horse that will kill a quarter of the population of the earth, a quarter of the population of the earth. And then you go down to something about the time you get to population about, pardon me, Revelation 6:10, why they've killed another a third of the population of the earth. We are going to see massive loss of human life, and that's not going to be just over there in the Muslim countries or in Africa or someplace. It's going to occur right here in America, because America is a post-Christian nation. And when a nation turns against God, God brings a judgment against that nation. Why do you think they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools? Why do you think suddenly our government is encouraging the Islamic movement throughout the world is fund actually changed the constitution of both Iraq and Afghanistan so that they would support the radical Islamic movement? That the people over there don't want the Muslim religion, official religion. They may be Muslims, but they don't want the government to impose a Sharia law. But our government did impose that upon them, and the average American doesn't even know it, and really doesn't care. But it's an opening for terrible, terrible things that are about to occur. Go right ahead, Terry.
Yes, indeed. And ladies and gentlemen, in the next 2 years, the government has actually set a date. Not me. I'm not setting a date. Stan and I and other conservatives have been guessing for years, and frankly, I thought it was going to happen around 2004, but the Lord delayed it. But now he's pulled his hand off of us. The Holy Spirit, the restrainer, is being pulled from us because, as Obama said when he first took office the first time around, America is no longer a Christian nation. Do you remember that, Stan? He's the first president of the United States history, the United States' history, who's ever made that proclamation or that declaration that America is now no longer a Christian nation under him. And he's truthful about it. He was. It isn't. We are a post-Christian nation. And when it nauseates me when I hear people say, God bless America, they really don't even know what they're saying. They don't understand it. They really don't understand who God is. They don't understand who his son is. It's become a cliche. Well, God bless America, you know, or whatever. They don't understand it, but God isn't blessing America. We're murdering our children. We're committing horrible sins. We're killing people all over the world. Everything in Washington, D.C. I call D.C. the District of Criminals. I call the CIA Criminals in Action. So we're just an apocalyptic nation now, folks, and God is going to judge us. And throughout Scripture, he's often used a given nation's enemies to overwhelm and conquer a sinful nation that's fallen away from him. And indeed, that is about to happen to America, and one such article that indicates that we're about to attack now. We're about to be attacked and conquered, ladies and gentlemen. It's been in the works for 50 years, but now God's pulled his hand, his restrainer, from America, and is allowing it to happen. And that'll also take us into the New World Order and eliminate America entirely as any substantial resistor to that effort to bring us into a communist, satanic New World Order. But another recent article about, dated April 22, was on the Wire News, Associated Press, and my local paper in Spokane, Washington, had it. And the title of it here, I'm not sure that was the title elsewhere nationwide, maybe it was, but it was titled, Russians Inspect Montana Nuclear Missile Launch Facility. Now, this was, again, April 22, folks, not too long ago. But have you been reading the news where Mr. Putin, the head of the KGB, one of the most evil men on planet Earth, the head of the Communist Party, okay, the head of the Communist Party USA, the Communist Party general, I mean, he's just the head of everything, ladies and gentlemen, and the KGB as well, which is now called the FSB. It's no longer called the KGB, but it still is. They just changed the name. So you have to understand that Mr. Putin is one of the most evil Satanists on planet Earth, and he's orchestrating everything, and the script is being written by KGB experts for all nations on Earth, including ours now. And in order for America to be conquered, our military has to be shut down. The Russians have to be able to know where every one of our missiles is and disarm most of them. And when we get back from the break, I'll share a couple more articles with you that tell me, as an ex-military officer in the National Guard and as a Vietnam vet, that we're about to be surprised with an overwhelming attack and possibly have a couple of our cities nuked that will allow the Russians to demand our surrender.
And ladies and gentlemen, we hear talking about the oligarchs over in Russia. Who are the oligarchs? They're all former members of the KGB. And the KGB interlocks very closely with our own government.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
We'll be back in a moment with Terry Cook. Go right ahead. Terry is simply talking about the fact that we are going to soon be given the choice of taking the mark of the beast or suddenly you'll be executed. But if you take the mark of the beast, you'll burn in hell through eternity. Go right ahead, Terry. Go pick up the rest of the story. We got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program.
Okay. So that's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. You won't be able to buy or sell unless you decide to worship the Antichrist. And if you decide against worshiping him, he'll cut off your head. Now, back to the article. Isn't it insane that we're threatening Putin, that Obama's threatening Putin, or Putin's threatening to nuke America, and Obama is doing a dog and pony show, threatening sanctions and threatening this, and Obama's doing this and that and whatever, even threatening to secure Mr. Putin's own money, his own personal money, to the tune of billions of dollars in U.S. banks, okay? Now, Russia has just about had enough, okay? And it's all dog and pony show. But so they're inspecting our nuclear facilities. Now, for the first time, they were permitted with only a 24-hour notice under a 2011 treaty to go in and inspect all the silos in Montana that were supposedly closed, and most of them were, okay? So they went in to verify that during the time that Mr. Putin has threatened to nuke us. Now, isn't that insane? That's like putting the fox in your chicken coop.
You're absolutely right, Terry. I'm going to have to let you go. We're out of time. Looking forward to having you with us again sometime real soon. Thank you so very much for being with us. Our guest has been Terry Cook. God bless. Good night. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We really are dependent upon those of you who listen to this program to help us get the truth out across America. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And most people really cannot understand what's going on. All we can do is ask you to join us and help us get the word out. Please get our material. You can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and suddenly you can get our tapes and our videos and our DVDs. Copy them. You have my permission to do it. And suddenly, as long as you're not doing it commercially, if you can make a few bucks to cover your expenses, get the information out. We need people to understand what is really taking place today. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We are engaged in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And most people really don't understand. You see, there's only two alternatives. Either everything going on today is political and playing out of political forces, or we're involved in a spiritual battle. And most of what you see today is totally, suddenly orchestrated and pretended, make-believe. And I believe that's exactly what it is. So please, certainly, if you decide to go with us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. So please, certainly, go there, look at the material we have. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. Pray for your friends that they'll turn to our Lord and join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. For we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and the average individual has no idea what's really going on. So basically, we hope that you'll join us in this epic struggle. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision and our protection. Back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Arlene Kula, who is the president of the California chapter of the Eagle Forum, and basically Arlene has written extensively on Common Core. And we carry her book on Common Core. We carry her DVD on Common Core, a talk she gave for us. And you need to get Arlene's material because this is really a truly a diabolical program that is aimed at damaging our children. Why would anybody want to damage our children? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are evil and wicked people out there. They really, of course, want to destroy their belief in God and family and country. Why do you think it is that certainly the majority of our children don't believe in God, that by the time they leave a college, probably by suddenly after a year of college, suddenly less than 10% still believe in God? They know exactly what they're doing. They're using the educational system to undermine our children, because, of course, the ultimate goal is to establish a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and, of course, that won't exclude Christianity. And they're using the educational program to program our children to become little global citizens. And they're dumbing them down progressively. But I'm going to let Arlene tell you about this incredible program. It's called Common Core. Go right ahead, Arlene.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be back with you. Well, you've given a really good introduction to it. Hopefully by now, most of your radio audience have finally heard something about this. A year ago, they were still keeping it so hush-hush. The vast majority of Americans still didn't know what it is. But now we see it in all of our schools being implemented.
Did I understand that governor of one of the states, I think it was Indiana or something, actually assigned legislation to exclude Common Core? Did that happen?
That happened yesterday. It's very exciting. Indiana actually was able to put it on hold a year ago. He signed legislation to put it on hold while they finally were able to have some hearings about it, because all of our states had no hearings. We had no knowledge this was even happening. It really was put into our schools by stealth and deception. They bypassed Congress. Obama went straight to the governors, got them to sign on with a bribe and enticement.
By bribe, they actually offered him money. You know, if you borrow, you may get a lot of money if you go into this. What about other countries? So have other countries embraced this, or some of them are just saying they don't want this?
It is really going on across the world, and that's their goal. They use various names for it, so they it's not always called Common Core, but I am now writing a new book about this, and I have in my book several letters that have come from people overseas, and they're saying we're seeing the exact same thing that you are describing. It just has a different name. And so this is a global plan. This is the plan to have all of our children around the world totally under the thumb of big government so they can be better indoctrinated into what the ruling elite would like them to know.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is a subversive movement. Subversion means basically trying to do away with sovereignty, and that's exactly what this is. Oh my goodness, look at those wicked communists over there. They want to take away our freedom. The enemy is not in Russia. Putin is simply a phony, as part of the KGB. We finance the KGB, work with the CIA all along. Suddenly, we create these enemies, so we focus the attention of the American people overseas. The enemy is here, ladies and gentlemen, and it is a subversive movement to destroy the faith of our children in God and in family and country, and they're doing a great job. We'll be back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Exposed in Indiana. We have to give
hold
them a
that
lot
thought,
of credit.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this Dr. Stan, and suddenly this is a worldwide program for education. They want world education, of course, here in America. It's federal education. And basically, of course, they're getting the various states, governors have signed on to this because they get massive amounts of money, or they might get massive amounts of money, without even understanding this is a subversive program aimed at dumbing down our children. They've adopted this. And, of course, basically, the children then have a computer. education comes in over the computer. The teacher no longer teaches. They simply keep order in the schoolroom. They don't actually direct what the child learns. That is all predetermined. And basically, of course, they're undermining mathematics. They're undermining reading. They're undermining belief in God and family and country. They really want to create little global citizens and want to control the minds of our children. This is a subversive program, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody has the courage to call it subversive, and yet that's what its purpose is. It's to turn out global citizens. And we're to think globally, not as Americans. And they're doing a good job, and this is what they're doing to the minds of our children. And most young people don't know, and the parents don't know what they're doing to their children. But as far as morality is concerned, you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that 42% of all children born in America, that are white children, are born out of wedlock. I think it's 52% of Hispanic children, 72% of Mexican children. The end result of this effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society, this didn't happen by accident. It happened by intent. And I believe we're dealing with truly evil people who have an evil agenda. And the fact that nobody will call it subversive simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Go right ahead, Arlene.
You have described it very well. And if you are able to look at the new curriculum for Common Core, there is so much immoral literature that is called Common Core aligned and approved. And one of those books is called The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison, which is just a horrible book about rape scenes. And this poor little black girl ends up mentally insane because of being raped by so many of her own family. And just for any child, they have to read such things. But this is what they are recommending and actually having them do in the classroom. And then what you mentioned about them no longer being taught true American history and thinking that we shouldn't be a sovereign nation anymore, that we should be global citizens. What little bit of American history they give, they start out talking about we the people when they're talking about the Constitution, but they don't go any farther than that. And they say, well, let's take a look at who our founding fathers were really talking about when they mentioned we the people. It didn't include blacks. It didn't include American Indians. It didn't include women. So we the people were just a very limited group of white upper class, and not all the people were able to be considered in that. It was only those who owned property. So it starts off teaching the kids a bias against our founding fathers right off the bat. Only a little bit of the Constitution is even read. Only the First Amendment is taught. They totally leave out the Second Amendment and the Tenth Amendment. They don't want them to know that they ever had the right to own guns or that the states are supposed to have rights and jurisdiction over anything that's not written in the Constitution, like education. So it's just amazing the bias that is being taught. And then so much of it is an informational text, which is even worse because they only have them reading things like Obama's energy plan, all this wacky information about Common Core, about global warming, and about they're promoting teachers' unions. So the children are getting a very biased, propagandized viewpoint of American history and the world.
And the average individual doesn't understand what's going on. You're never going to get this out of the controlled media. The newspapers aren't going to tell you this. Now, what are they doing to math? Because I think it's so important. Math is one of the most important things, reading, writing, and arithmetic. What have they done to the math that's being taught in our schools?
It is unbelievable. My son, who is a CPA, was shown the math that his wife is having to teach in the third grade, and he said, wow, had I been taught such wacky math, I would never have gone on to become a CPA. I would have hated this. And that's exactly what the reaction is from so many young students. I was speaking to a man who's running for the assembly just today, and he was telling me about his eighth grade son. They're teaching him fractions without ever having taught him any multiplication or division. And, of course, it's confusing. No one can understand fractions without a little bit of background in multiplication and division. And then what they do teach, they don't have to memorize anymore. They're going back to the old philosophy that drill kills. So if you drill a student and have them memorize all of these with flashcards, all of these math facts, that's old-fashioned. Then they're using something called the lattice method when they do teach multiplication. So instead of a simple three-digit multiplied by a two-digit number and you line them up and carry the one, you have to draw this strange-looking lattice formation, put the numbers all in that, and you multiply across, and it's absolutely the most confusing, strange thing. So it takes maybe 15 or 20 minutes to do a problem that used to take, and you could figure it out in less than a minute. Then they're supposed to write an essay about everything they do and pretend that they're explaining this to their sweet little aunt or grandmother or someone. The kids just hate it. Most of the mathematicians are not really the best writers. So who wants to write an essay about your math problem? Anyway, my son was just disgusted. And, you know, if any CPA tried to use such math, they would take so much longer. Well, of course, they have calculuses. But if their calculus was down that day, it would just be ridiculous. And I think they're deliberately dumbing great mathematicians down, so we won't even have these mathematicians anymore. Part of Common Core, as I mentioned, underground goal is to have global citizens. Another goal is to create social justice. They love to use that word, even in the math classroom. The math objective is to create social justice. Well, to them, social justice is dumbing everyone down. Then you are all equally dumb, and you don't have to have one group higher than another. And then we have a nice socially just world, except for the elite. And the children of the elite get to go on to special schools where they will not be taught Common Core.
And I think they have to understand that for the elite, they'll go to special schools. Now, for the average child, for you underclass, you common people, we're not going to actually even have calculus in high school. I mean, when I went to school 60 years ago, we had calculus in high school, but they're not going to be allowed now because, of course, they're going to put algebra off until the ninth grade, and then a geometry and trigonometry after that, and by the time you get done with that, why, you're ready for college. And suddenly, but then, of course, you're going to be lose time in college when you should have had calculus in high school, or you're not going to be able to get it until you get to college. And, of course, they're going to dumb down the colleges. They know exactly what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, these are evil and wicked people. And yet, of course, why aren't we hearing about this on television? Why aren't we hearing this on much of talk radio, except maybe alternative talk radio? And you're certainly never going to read about it in your local newspapers, because most of them are controlled by the very people who are part and parcel of this effort to dumb down the American public. Go right ahead, Odine. What sort of response are you getting as you try to get this word out, and how are you getting the information out?
Well, before I answer that, let me say that what does come out in the local newspaper is always in favor of it and how wonderful it is. And I've written so many letters to the editor in our newspaper. They've never been published. So you only see what the controlled media wants you to see, just as you said. Well, we are having an amazing response. My book was published in December of 2012, and last year I spoke in close to 80 different occasions across the state, also in three meetings in Idaho and also in Utah, but it was mainly both the Southern, Central, and Northern California, and now we have groups wherever I have spoken that have risen up on their own, so many different websites or local groups fighting Common Core. It's really exciting. So they don't have to have me come and speak anymore. They have their own experts right there where they are. And I'm just so impressed with how these people have been able to dig and do their own research, and it helped to read my book. And even some of the school boards have well, a few members have come on board fighting this, but it's so difficult because the school boards are getting their funding for going along with it. And if they say no, there goes their funding.
And basically, we actually carry a DVD of Arlene talking at one of our conferences. We carry Arlene's book. We think it's vitally important you understand the subversive movement, and it is a subversive movement. And it's in our schools, and the enemy is not in Russia. The enemy is not suddenly over in the Middle East today. The enemy is right here, working right out of Washington, D.C., using federal funds to force local communities to go along with this subversive movement, to dumb down our patients, our children, and destroy their love of God and of family and country. And the fact that you're not hearing about this through regular channels, it's called Common Core. Common Core, it's a curriculum. It's a subversive curriculum, and it is being implemented all across America. Now, the fact that the governor of Indiana signed legislation to do away with it, believe me, all the pressure in the world will be put on this. The people here have unlimited amounts of money because, of course, it's funded with your federal tax dollars. They simply go out and they borrow $1 trillion a year so that they can fund the destruction of America and destroy the American dream. We'll be back in a moment with Arlene Cook.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking?
Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Here in California.
Hold that thought, Arlene. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Arlene is simply talking about the whole Common Core concept. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Arlene is simply saying that Bill Gates is one of the major funders of this whole Common Core curriculum. That is what most people will understand is why he's doing what he's doing. Incidentally, he's bought up a number of the local newspapers. I live in the Central Coast of California, where he owns the San Jose Mercury, our local newspaper, a newspaper over on the other side of the county, three local newspapers. Why is he doing that? Why, of course, so he can control what the people in these areas think, and you're never going to read the truth in these newspapers he controls. Now, why does Bill Gates do that? Well, I suggest you go up on the Internet. Fortunately, you have the Internet. Look up the Lucius Trust, L-U-C-I-S Trust. And then, of course, it used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, but it's called the Lucius Trust today. And look and see who funds the Lucius Trust today. And certainly, some of the front organizations are funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are funding some of the front organizations for the Lucius Trust. It used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And basically what they're doing, of course, the purpose of education really, in large part, is to destroy faith in God, and certainly to destroy faith in God and family and country, and to destroy faith in America. And they're doing a great job of it. And our young people today, when they're coming out of school, consider themselves not American citizens. They consider themselves world citizens. And that, of course, where their loyalty is. And, of course, it's turning away from the foundations upon which this country was made. As they focus our attention on the threat over in the Ukraine and the fact that the Crimea is going to break away from the Ukraine just because the people there voted us in overwhelmingly in favor of it. And they tell us, oh, well, it wasn't a fair vote. They didn't give them the right, they didn't give them the right questions as we had. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, what they want to do is focus your attention elsewhere so you don't see what's happening in America. If you have a question for Arlene, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and Arlene is on the front lines of this battle. You'll want to get her book. You'll want to get the DVD of the talk she gave here to the of Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question. So what sort of response? You mentioned, Orlean, that there is a growing awareness there, but certainly they've actually placed their people under a lot of the school boards. I know a few of the people on the school boards oppose this, but my impression is that ordinarily they've taken a long time to get their people under the school boards who go along with that. Do you sometimes have a feeling that the people on the school boards and the majority of them are not impartial?
Oh, well, it depends kind of what region you live in. Fortunately, in Orange County, California, there are some good school board members who are very opposed to this and are vocal in speaking out against it. We actually have a member of the Travis United School Board here in Northern California who also is very vocal, and she started Parents and Educators Against Common Core Standards, a Facebook place that she now has over 18,000 people who have joined her on that Facebook page. So you'll find a few school board members who are very, very much on our side, but they're kind of few and far between. They're very concerned, the school district, about losing their funding. But I was just starting to tell you about the assessment test that is starting right now, because this is a very vital part of Common Core. In California, they've told us we're not going to really score those tests. This is just kind of a trial run this year. But it's costing billions of dollars for this trial run. I think it's something like $1.2 billion. And you wonder, why would they go through all that effort if it's just a little trial and we're not even going to record the scores or even keep track of them? It's because this is how they're collecting the most data on our children, is by this big assessment test.
I see. Now, will there be and what are these tests? I mean, are they getting their attitude? Is what they're doing?
Exactly. It's a psychological test that is testing for the children's attitude. They're to see how politically correct they are, to see how willing they're going to go along with all of this. And it is how they're collecting enormous data that's also because of the essay questions that these children will be having to respond to. So many of that will be revealing their private lives, their what life is like for them at home. And then they are going to be collecting.
I think they're just collecting files on it.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
It's all right. We'll be able to raise the money.
Hold that thought. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, if you have a question for Arlene, but basically, of course, Arlene was just talking about, it was Chula Vista, I think that was the place, but anyway, they were going to have very high government official come. Now, basically, they're putting out all these assessment tests. They're collecting it. They tell you, we're not even going to grade them. They're collecting information on your children, and they're compiling that information. They're actually selling that information on your children and on you. And just in Chula Vista, they were going to have, was that the Secretary of Education who was coming to speak?
Arne Duncan was coming in.
Okay, fine. And what was this all about? The house that it was going to cost $20,000 to fix
the
school?
They wanted to make sure everything was perfect for him. They needed to build a stage where he could speak, and they needed to repaint the schoolhouse and have lots of banners and beautiful flags and balloons. And I think they also needed to fix the roof. I can't remember, but they needed lots of money to do that, and they didn't have it. And so where were they going to get it? The superintendent, in one of these emails that a reporter discovered, said, "That's all right, we will just sell the data on our students and be able to raise the money.
We will just sell the data on our students." And, of course, that's not only the data on the students, but, of course, it gets to be a data on the parents. And, ladies and gentlemen, this is what the sort of thing that is really going on, not imaginary, but very, very real today. And, basically, of course, a lot of the school districts are going along with this because they're getting free federal money. Where do you think the federal money comes from? Why, of course, it comes from the federal government. Where's the federal government getting the money? They're simply borrowing the money because they don't have it. And so our children and our grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, are going to be paying back this debt. It'll never be paid back. The whole system's coming down. They know that. They want to destroy this country. There really are subversive elements within this country. This is a subversive movement, and nobody has the courage to say it. Let's go to Ron, who's calling from the state of Washington. I think this is the Ron who's a teacher. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
That's correct, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment on the Common Core program?
I have many comments. I agree with Mrs. Cayley 100%. This Common Core is where the federal government borrows money, which is really selling our children into slavery, and uses this money to buy them from us so that they can indoctrinate them. And this Common Core is pushed by some of our biggest multinational corporations. We got a magazine from ExxonMobil. They're big supporters of it. In fact, the CEO, one of the big shots, wrote a two-page article about why we need Common Core. And we don't need Common Core. They want it to entice to take our kids so they can indoctrinate them into globalism. And all of the lunacy of some of the latest of the avant-garde type is trying to shove down our throats. They want to take our kids away from us. I have some anecdotes since I've been on the front lines as well. You worry about people not teaching calculus to our high school kids. Many of the high school kids don't know their multiplication table. I can attest to that fact personally, having taught some of the classes. And they're getting ready for, I was preparing this one group of high school students for their big end of course exam. And I was trying to explain how to do some of these calculations. And one of the paraeducators said, "We don't have time to teach them their multiplication tables, just show them what buttons to push on their calculators."
And ladies and gentlemen, this is what is really going on in America today. Now, Ron is no amateur. He actually ran for the state superintendent of schools. Wasn't that a position you ran for?
Yeah, yes, sir. And also ran for local school board.
Oh, okay.
But, I still in the. I really prefer to work with students rather than work with crooks or bureaucrats. Students are much better to work with.
Well, I know, but I appreciate the fact you are willing to do that. Well, anything else you'd like to say, or do you have a question for our guest?
Well, I support what she's doing 100%, but I was teaching with a fellow. I substituted for him, and I got to talk with him. He was a science teacher, and he said, "Boy," he said, you ought to watch what this Common Core is going to do with evolution. They're really going to be pushing evolution." In fact, I've read some of these textbooks said, you know, that global warming, and they really pushed global warming as well.
Well, this whole environmentalism, because the solution to environmentalism is more government control over every aspect of our lives, lowering our living standards, using less electricity, installing smart meters. One reason for the smart meters is to run up the cost of electricity. They know exactly what they're doing. They want to lower our living standards here and raise the living standards throughout the world, and they have. The most amazing thing is what they've done in China, a third world country 20 years ago, today the second largest economy in the world, with all sorts of millionaires who have raised the living standards dramatically, as in every aspect, as they progressively lower the living standards here and put us further and further into debt and destroy the moral fabric of what was once a Christian nation. Cool. Anything else you want to say, Ron, before we let you go?
Yes, sir. I did write a letter to the editor about evolution, and it did get published. If you give me a minute, I could read it.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay, evolution, bracket, noun. Number one, the pseudoscientific anti-God religion of death that by Supreme Court edict has become the unofficial state religion of the United States. Two, a thoroughly bankrupt belief that violates the first and second laws of thermodynamics, the law of biogenesis, and the law of genetics by stating that, quote, in the beginning there was nothing, then nothing exploded, creating all matter and energy, which then organized itself, formed life, and eventually generated all life forms, including humans, unquote. Three, the philosophical foundation of fascism, Nazism, racism, communism, and humanism. Four, a creed that contradicts the statement in the United States Declaration of Independence that all people, quote, are created, are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Five, greatest fraud in the history of science, even greater than the, quote, man-made global warming, unquote, hoax. Six, a philosophy that has caused so much human suffering and death that a more appropriate spelling is evolution, E-V-I-L-lution. I got an awful lot of comments about that, by the way, as you can imagine.
Well, but I mean, how can you say, though, that there's no global warming? I mean, all we need to do is look and see what's happening in America as the heat wave sweeps across America, or maybe it's the freezing weather across America. Arlene, do you have a comment at all on what Ron is saying?
No, but I'm really proud of him for standing up and doing this, especially as a teacher. We need so many more teachers in this battle. And I do know that they call it the next generation science standards, and they are exactly what he said, full of evolution, full of global warming, never for a moment even giving a tiny hint that this is not exact science. And it used to always be taught that evolution was a theory, now it's a fact, and yet they don't really have any evidence for it. But just indoctrination and brainwashing our children will come out of our schools totally being believers in evolution and in global warming.
And basically, it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is, if you say it often enough, and you're never allowed to hear the other side. Why, of course, the children will believe, and it may take them years and years to unlearn what they learned in school, or that intensely dumbing down our children. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ron, do you have anything else to say before we let you go?
Yes, sir. Invariably, especially when I'm teaching high school kids, they'll ask me about the Illuminati and CFR and things like that.
Well, at least maybe they're listening to our program up there, Chris. You teach in Washington. We have a wonderful audience up there and a unique opportunity to talk to them 3 hours a day. Thanks to the support of our listeners all across America who help us maintain our network. God bless you, Ron, and thanks very much. Bye-bye. Okay, well, go right ahead. Orlene, I hated to interrupt what you were saying, but Ron suddenly is on the front lines of the battle, and I should comment that Arlene is the teacher as well. She worked as a substitute. Are you still working? Are you spending full time trying to expose this subversive movement?
I'm spending full time trying to expose this. I officially retired 2 years ago, but I have lots of contact with teachers, and so I still am very much aware of what's going on in the classroom.
How do the teachers feel about this? I mean, does the average teacher understand? Is the average teacher concerned, or is the average teacher simply going along to get along?
I think the teachers who are older and have really seen the big changes in education over the years, they know that this is the ultimate bad education, and many of them are just ending up retiring early because they're so disgusted. Some of them have actually spoken out and have been told, we're sorry, if you continue to do this, you're going to lose your job. And so some of them have just resigned. And then the younger teachers coming out of our universities are being so poorly educated themselves to really know what our history is or know what education used to be like. So they're going along with it. Some are going along with it just out of fear because they know that not only is data being collected on the students, but also on them. And if they dared to say that this is the most horrible thing I've ever seen in my life, they would be listed as not being innovative, not being willing to go along with new ideas, not being a good team player. So many of them are going along with it just out of fear of losing their job.
And what terrible it is when a teacher has to live in fear of telling the truth. But ladies and gentlemen, when you work for government, why you live in fear? And if you do tell the truth, they'll come after you. And basically, of course, you've signed it. So I don't know about teachers, but I know that many government jobs, you sign a secrecy agreement. You agree never to tell the truth. And if you do tell the truth, you will be targeted. You'll be tracked down. You'll be fired. You'll be blacklisted. You can get into all sorts of problems telling the truth in America today, because the enemy is not in Russia. The enemy is not certainly in the Muslim countries. The enemy is here. And, of course, they are using the financial and military power of the United States to destroy freedom throughout the world and to destroy God, belief in God and family, and the sovereignty of the individual nations. And, actually, we are replacing governments throughout the world. We're replacing the government in Libya. We're replacing the government in Tunisia. We're replacing the government in Egypt. We've already replaced the government in Iraq. We've already replaced the government, certainly, in Afghanistan. We replaced the government in Iran back in 1959. We're replacing the government in Syria. We're financing the terrorists over there. We're killing the Christians and raping the Christians and burning the Christian towns in Syria. And where is the outcry from the Christians in America? I wonder what God feels about our Christian leaders in this country. Orlene, go right ahead.
Well, now that you bring up Christianity, that's the other thing. There's been a really good book called The Story Killers by Terrence O'Moore, and he's a teacher that teaches at Hillsdale College, and in his book, he brings out how they attack our founding fathers and to it, the fact that they were Christians. They do not bring that out at all. They talk nothing about God as the founding of this nation. They talk nothing about, in fact, the pilgrims, nothing about the truth, why they were coming. It is just amazing how our history has been distorted with Common Core. They do not want our children to even think that this is a Christian nation. It was established on Christian values. So that's just another reason why Common Core needs to be opposed and stopped, because they truly are not only teaching horrible immorality in some of the books, but anything that has to do with God and our founding fathers and Christian principles is just left out.
And ladies and gentlemen, if they just can destroy the religious foundation of this country, they can destroy this country. You cannot have a system where you have liberty and limited government. If you have immoral people, you destroy the religious foundation of this country. Why you begin to have a less moral country, and then you have to increase the power of government, and you have increasing crime, and you have increasing violence, and of course you have increasing lawlessness, and you have more and more people being sent to prison, just like we have in America today. We have more people in prison today in the United States than they have in communist China. I wonder what this foretells. I tell you, one in every 33 adult males is in prison, probation, or parole in the United States today. One in every three young black men, 21 to 29, is in prison, probation, or parole today. And it didn't happen by accident. It happened by intent, but that's another story. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've only got a few more minutes, Orlean. I want you to share your thoughts on what the listeners out there, if they are concerned about Common Core, and they should be, what they can do to help you, how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your information.
Well, you can go to our website, cuacc.org.
One more time, very slowly, because we have to speak slowly so people will know, can write it down.
So it stands for Californians United Against Common Core, and you just take the first letter of each of that and write cuacc.org.
Californians United Against Common Core, is that right?
That's right. And on that website, you'll find a petition that you can just sign online, or you can download it and gather signatures. You can also find this opt-out form so you can get out of the assessment. If it is starting this week for you, you need to do it right away. Or if it's starting in May, as it is for many parts of California, you have a little bit of time. But you need to turn that in and let your school principal as well as the school district know that you do not want your children taking this assessment test, because that's where all the data will be collected on your child.
And basically they're collecting dossiers just like they have in any fascist or communist society, collecting dossiers on the children. And of course, whatever they write will be part of their permanent record. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the parents to know. And the average parent can't believe this. And certainly in parts of the state where there's well-organized opposition, why, of course, the parents are certainly getting those assessment forms and turning them in your area. Probably the media's controls. You're not going to hear about this, and you're certainly not going to hear about it through regular television, radio, or newspapers, certainly, because, of course, they are rigidly controlled. We don't have an open society. If you haven't read The New Media Monopoly, the book The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian, who studied the control of the media for 30 years, of course, he's a liberal Democrat, doesn't matter. His book is excellent. We recommend it. We want people to understand. Our guest is Orlean Kula, and she's on the front lines of this battle. K-O-E-H-L-E. Go to her website, get her information.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
We're out of time, Arlene. God bless and thanks for having us.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
This is Dr. Stan. Arlene certainly is on the front lines of this battle, and there is growing certainly opposition to Common Core, the Republican organizations, the Tea Party, other groups are taking a stand against it. Certainly Eagle Forum that Arlene leads here in California is against it, and there's a growing opposition across America. The fact that you're not hearing about it through regular channels simply reflects the degree of control that exists across America on what the American people think and believe. Parting thought, Arlene, then we'll let you go.
Just want to let our listening audience know how wonderful it is that we still have you on the air, Dr. Stan, and we need to pray for your good health and pray for your ministry.
God bless you. I appreciate that. We need all the prayers we can get. God bless and thanks so much.
God bless you too.
Bye bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was Arlene Coolum. And basically, this is the time when I do need to mention that we do carry Arlene's book on Common Core. We do have DVD of Arlene talking on Common Core, and they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a couple of CDs or talks with Arlene, well, you can call us and tell our telephone number. It's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The term is Common Core. Just remember Communist Core because that's what it's all about. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is not in Russia. The enemy is not in Beijing. Because, of course, both of those are intimately being helped today by the people in Washington, D.C. The enemy is certainly not over, certainly in Baghdad or in certainly in Damascus. The enemy is right in Washington, D.C. And in New York City at 58-68th Street in New York, the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations, the most powerful subversive organization in the United States today. And nobody wants to call it subversive. And yet, of course, its whole purpose is to do away with the national sovereignty of America. And that, of course, is a subversive goal. And nobody will mention that. Of course, we have another front organization, the Trilateral Commission. And they were organized certainly in 1973. It's not coincidence that between 1977 and the year 2009, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Now, Barack Hussein Obama doesn't belong. But, of course, when he became president, certainly of the initial small cadre he had, 11 of them came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, which only has about 85 members of the North American chapter. Do you honestly believe that's something by coincidence or that between that period of 1977 to the year 2009, certainly 7 of the 12 secretaries of state, 9 of the 12, pardon me, 7 of the 12 secretaries of state, 9 of the 12 secretaries of defense, 6 of the 8 presidents of the World Bank, and certainly 8 of the 10 U.S. World Trade Representatives, just all happened to come from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. that has never had more than 87 members in the North American chapter. Do you honestly believe that's coincidence? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a small subversive group that controls both political parties. They control the media. They have their people planted in the military. They control the six major banks. They control 67% of some of our financial assets. They control directly or indirectly the 100 top corporations in America. They certainly control the six major media outlets that control 67% of what goes on. So, pardon me, they control 90% of the media outlets, and it's the six major banks that control 67% of the financial assets of our nation. We're just about out of time. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow night at the same time, we'll be back again. Dr. Stan, good night, and may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices. From the night with a light from above, from the mountain.